Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to another edition of the program. We begin today with Thelonious Monk, playing a composition that was made famous by Duke Ellington, Caravan.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk and his group with Caravan, beginning this edition of the program. Well, summer is now upon us, and usually the months of June, July, and August are filled with jazz festivals in many parts of the world. In North America, the Montreal International Jazz Festival will be on this summer, and is a fantastic festival to visit, only because you can really get up close with the performers. And they play many styles of jazz, everything from traditional, bebop, and also more experimental. I remember a number of years ago, the last time I attended the Montreal International Jazz Festival, meeting our next artist. His name is Kurt Ealing, and he was performing on one of the outdoor stages for one of the free concerts. After I'd seen the show, I was walking not too far away from the venue where it was taking place, and ran into him in a little pub, and we started talking. And he is very, very talented, also very nice, and is probably one of the most friendly people that you can meet. Here's Kurt Ealing from the album The Messenger, with a composition that he co-wrote called The Beauty of All Things.
Something within you, there is something in everything that is unbelievable beauty flowing from deep inside. Don't be shocked or surprised if I lift your disguise. Especially you. There is something we carry, like a rhythm that tells us who we are. It's the rhythm of living. And we'll come to see who we can really be, for time erases time. It's sublime, and I can hear it in all things, all, but especially you. Time is upon us to lose our indifference, for time isn't holding us anywhere. I declare, life gives savoir faire. Clean the windows of your inner sky. Infinity of light.
like a torch in the night. For the sun and the moon and the stars are living within you. You are shining in everything that is. Here's what I see in your eyes right now. 10,000 lives over many years, like leaves on the vine of this morning's glory. The determination of years coming to fruition in the ever-present now of your life, unfolding now in the flowering of days. The constellations of stars in the sky are like a fugue of light in velvet hands. The melody never ends, echoing again and again. Nearer still sounds the melody leading through darkened rooms, playing like the sun on the water, like its reflection in your downcast eyes. When will you come to see you like I do, and know you like I do, and hear you like I do, and love you like I do.
Kurt Ealing, The Beauty of All Things, which is actually from a suite The other two songs that make up this suite are The Dance and Prayer for Mr. Davis. One day we'll play the entire recording for you. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We now move to a Toronto musician who I absolutely adore and have seen him perform a number of times in Toronto at the Jazz Festival, Pat LaBarbera with Virgo Dance. Virgo Dance, Pat LaBarbera. Many times we get listeners that write us, and I'll give out the email later on in the program, asking us to do specials. Now, we've recently done a couple. There was the program that we did on Frank Sinatra, which is the most recent. And we're going to do a summer series beginning in the month of July that will focus weekly on one particular musician for 6 weeks. They could be a vocalist, and they also could be a musician. And it's not just going to be in the straightforward jazz category. Some of them will be from the popular standards category, swing, blues, and much more. One of the artists that we had a few requests for to feature on the program is somebody who made a name for himself in the 1940s during World War II. He was popular before that, but it was in the 1940s that his recordings became known internationally. I'm talking about Glenn Miller. Now, there's an extensive Glenn Miller catalog that is available on CD. However, the recordings that I like from Glenn Miller the most are ones that he made in London at the end of the Second World War. They were recorded at the legendary Abbey Road Studios in London and were four radio broadcasts. And I have to say, some of the tracks are ones that he recorded for RCA Victor, but the ones that he made at Abbey Road in London have a certain power to them that you don't have on maybe the original RCA discs. We're going to listen to one right now. Glenn Miller and his orchestra, recorded in 1944 at the Abbey Road Studios in London, the Anvil Chorus. Thank you. The Anvil Chorus, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, recorded at the Abbey Road Studios in London. That's just a little sampling of what you can expect on a special program that we're going to do on Glenn Miller very shortly. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. jazz@pcjmedia.com. Now time for two giants playing side by side, John Coltrane and Miles Davis, with Dear Old Stockholm. Thank you. Dear Old Stockholm, John Coltrane, and Miles Davis. Just want to let you know about another edition of this program that you can listen to Saturdays from 13 to 14 hours UTC, targeting listeners in Southeast and East Asia on 11835 kHz. That's right, another edition of Jazz for the Asking heard Saturdays from 13 to 14 hours UTC on 11835 kHz to listeners in Southeast and East Asia on PCJ Radio International. Let's now have a little bit of Art Blakely and the Jazz Messengers, who we don't play, unfortunately, that often. I think we should play a little more of them. Here they are with Nika's Dream.
Thank you.
Blakely and the Jazz Messengers with Nika's Dream. Our final selection today comes to us from Abby Lincoln, with a recording made between maybe 1959 and 1961. There's no date exactly on it, and the musicians are not known. But it's a beautiful recording of a song called When a Woman Loves a Man.
Love to a man is just a thing apart, to take or leave according to his whim. Love to a woman means her very heart. She only wants to live her life for him. Does she care when a woman loves her man? She'll just string along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. When a woman loves her man, she'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, the last one to blame him. Such a one-sided game they play, but women are funny that way. Tell her she's a fool, she'll say, yes, I know, but I love him so. That's how it goes when a woman loves her man. She'll be the first one to praise him when he's going strong, the last one to blame him when everything. It's such a one-sided game they play, but women are funny that way. Tell her she's a fool, she'll say, yes, I know, but I love.
And with that song, When a Woman Loves a Man by Abby Lincoln, We've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Do send along your suggestions, requests, and program ideas. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. Bye-bye.